This is Lake Effect from Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Mitch Teich. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Americans today begin selecting health exchanges as key parts of the health care reform legislation go into effect. Although even the Affordable Care Act's staunchest supporters say there will be glitches in the system, it's designed to connect millions of uninsured or underinsured Americans with access to medical care. Meanwhile, a Madison doctor is trying to pioneer a system that aims to fill in some gaps. Dr. Will Shupp opened a clinic around 6 weeks ago that employs direct primary care. Shupp joins us on the line now from Madison to explain how it works. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Walk me through how your clinic operates. What are you doing that is different than what we're used to in medicine?
Yeah, that's a great question. It's actually very different. The whole basis of the practice is sort of structured differently based on the way that I get paid, essentially. In a typical practice, everything is done on a fee-for-service basis where people come in for an office visit, usually about 15 minutes, and that office visit is billed, and that's sort of the whole encounter. In my case, I sort of remove that as the means for healthcare, and instead people pay a subscription fee directly to me, and I can keep it very low by not billing insurance, and then I can take care of them all the time if things happen to come up, or if we need to take care of their health maintenance or things like that. We can do it without forcing them to come into the clinic, but also by making it available that they can come in anytime for free.
Well, and it's interesting because you don't bill insurance, but in a way, what people are kind of getting when they're subscribing, if you will, is a kind of insurance, right?
That's right. It's similar. It's sort of like a co-op with your doctor where, everyone sort of buys a share of me in a sense, and then I'm available to all of them.
How do the services you offer and then the cost to the patients differ from what many of us are probably used to then?
Well, a typical office visit usually costs between $150 and about $250 just for the doctor's time. And in my case, all office visits are completely free after you pay the subscription fee, which is between $30 and $50 a month. And then things like procedures that usually cost, for example, for a joint injection, that's usually about $200. I do that completely for free. Like I say, people sort of buy me with the subscription fee, and then I'm available to do whatever they need from a medical standpoint.
How are you able to cover the costs of the supplies, if you will, the things that you are injecting people with or the lab work that's being done?
Yeah, that's another big thing is that usually those things get marked up quite a bit from the cost. The difference between the cost of something and the insurance price is usually about 10 times more at the insurance price. So for example, a steroid that gets injected into the knee, it usually costs about $8. So that's usually what I charge them. Well, I have them just pick it up from the pharmacy and bring it in, and then I inject it. In the case of labs, the labs usually cost about $6 to $14 at cost, but they're usually billed out between $80 and up to $250. So I just have them pay the actual cost of the lab instead of the insurance price, and it makes it affordable for them to actually get the monitoring that they need.
This is essentially unique in Wisconsin. There are some other clinics that adopt elements of what you're doing, but if I understand correctly, your clinic is the only, for lack of a better term, grassroots direct primary care clinic operating in the state as it does. So what was the need you saw that you're trying to fill? Who is this best suited to serve?
I was finding that a lot of my patients that either had no insurance or high deductible insurance where essentially people that have to pay the full price for their medical care usually avoid getting it, or they get some and then don't come back for the follow-up because it's so expensive. And that was really a problem, in my opinion. About 30,000 people in Madison alone have no insurance. So that's a pretty big chunk of the population who gets a different level of health care just because of the coverage that they have.
Well, and as you say, that there is a sizable chunk of people out there without health insurance. That is due to change. So how do you see what you're doing as fitting in with the Affordable Care Act as it's set to be enacted?
That's a great question. I think time will certainly tell, but I think that what people are going to find is that when they go onto the exchange and look for plans that they can afford, most people will have to go for the bronze tier or the silver tier, which is still with a pretty high deductible, about $5,000 or $2,000, which still puts those people in the category of high deductible insurance and makes it hard for them to get the health care that they need. I think having health insurance for everyone is great, but we still need to solve the problem of providing affordable health care to people so they can get the things that they need.
Why do you think your model has not been adopted more frequently? Is the system set up such that it's difficult for a physician to decide to do this?
Well, there are about 450 of these across the country. Most of them are on the East Coast and the West Coast. But I think, and this has been going on for about 10 years now, and it's growing, but it hasn't really picked up in the Wisconsin area. And there's a couple reasons for that. One, the big reason is that all of the doctors, at least in Madison, are on a non-compete agreement. So they wouldn't be able to start one of these practices even if they wanted to. They would have to, pick up their house and their kids and move somewhere else if they wanted to do this. So that's a big barrier to entry. And the other thing, too, is that it's a risk, to start a practice that's totally novel and different. And put yourself out there like that. So that's not something that doctors typically do.
Well, and what are the advantages? I mean, you've kind of gone over what the advantages to the patients would be. What are the advantages you see to yourself as a practicing physician?
Well, for one thing, I can have a patient panel that's much smaller, and actually that's one of the aspects of my practice is that my cap will be 500 patients as opposed to a typical practice that has about 2,000 patients. And that way I can really focus on them and make sure that I'm doing a good job of taking care of them, which actually makes a big difference for my job satisfaction, for one thing. But it also makes my day much less hectic, much less rushed at all times, and makes it a much more rewarding career, in my opinion. But yeah, I guess that would be the biggest thing for me.
Yeah, you at the same time though are their physician 24/7. You are always the on call physician. How do you see your ability to not burn out after about 6 months?
That's a good question. I think a big piece of that is that patients don't call you in the middle of the night unless they need to, so there really aren't very many calls, to be honest. There are calls in the evening or in the morning, but I don't really get woken up in the night. So I don't think it really adds a whole lot of stress to what I'm doing to be available. But it also makes it, it's very valuable to the patients to be able to talk to somebody who knows them, when they need it.
I
think it's worth it.
Do you anticipate getting a vacation in there at some point?
Yeah. Everybody asks me that, actually. That isn't a big deal. I can certainly, there are plenty of doctors who will cover for me if I leave town, but I can stay available over the phone if people need to call in. That doesn't bother me at all.
Doctors have always had solo practices like this in the past.
That's right. Well, actually, my dad and my grandpa did. My dad still does, down in Des Moines, Iowa. And so I've seen the way that this operates, my whole life, and it actually works out just fine.
Well, yeah. Let me ask you about that. Given that you've had these generations of doctors ahead of you, how did watching their careers as physicians influence what you wanted to be as a doctor?
I think it definitely informed me on what I wanted to do in terms of taking care of people. But certainly once I went to medical school and residency and saw the way that medicine is practiced nowadays, which is a little bit different, it really made me think about how I want to practice medicine and how I want to sort of set up my practice and the way I take care of people. So I think it made a big difference.
Do you think in doing this, it helps that you have not been practicing medicine for decades? I mean, do you think it would have been much harder for you to decide to open a clinic in this model if you had been a doctor already for 20 years?
I think so. It would take a much bigger leap. I would have to, drop everything that I had built up to do it. So I think it would be harder. I do talk to a lot of older doctors who are interested in switching over to this model, but it takes a lot of dedication to do something like that. So I think it would get in the way.
You've been open for about 6 weeks now, is that right?
Yeah, just over 6 weeks, yeah.
What has been the hardest aspect to getting the clinic and the system up and running?
That's a good question. You know, there's a lot of moving pieces to a clinic, and you don't really realize it until you start actually building one. So there are a lot of things to learn kind of at each step of the way. I think, you know, the hardest part is to plug a system like this that I'm building into the kind of overall ecosystem of the Madison Healthcare, mainly because it's a very HMO-driven system here. But I've managed to sort of plug myself in, you know, to each place so that we can, you know, so that I can provide care to patients no matter which, you know, system they work within.
Well, and given that you're not within, you know, the typical HMO system, what is your relationship with specialists whose care your patients might someday need?
Yeah, you know, I can work with any specialist in town, and I'd like to sort of develop a relationship where I can really work closely with certain specialists, but I can be flexible based on what my patients need. Another big thing that I'm working on with a couple of specialists in town here who actually do some work in Milwaukee as well is to set up a telemedicine system where I can bring the specialist into the room in my clinic and have them help to solve a diagnostic conundrum or answer a very specialized question so that they don't have to see a specialist for it. They don't have to go to the specialist. And I can ask questions as well, and we can really close the loop and move forward with that patient's care without delay. And I think that has a lot of potential, and that's the main goal that I'm working on with specialist care. But for now, I can certainly interface with any system.
And presumably, some of this is where the health exchanges might come in as well.
That's right. Yeah, and in fact, in the future, direct primary care practices will be able to compete on the exchange.
But that is not yet the case in Wisconsin, correct?
That's right. It'll be sometime in 2014. To compete on the exchange, you have to combine with a high deductible plan. So it's a combination of insurance and direct primary care. And in fact, in Seattle, the very first example of that was just released yesterday. So there's a lot of progress being made there.
Well, it's really interesting and thought-provoking stuff. Will Shupp, thank you so much, and hope we can talk again down the road. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, very good. Thank you very much.
Dr. Will Shupp is a primary care physician in Madison. His clinic is believed to be the first in the state to offer a direct primary care model, one he hopes to someday offer through the health exchanges that are going into effect today as part of the Affordable Care Act. The founders of a new television network hope to do to news what Will Shupp is hoping to do to primary care. We'll talk with the founders of the fledgling network when Lake Effect returns on Milwaukee Public Radio.